you a written statement submission from Mr. Bent and an attachment as well, so just be aware of that. Come forward, Mr. Bent.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. I'll just put things down, spread them out so I can get to where I am. What's that there? Going. Oh, wait a minute, have I given... In one of these things with... sorted.
Yeah.
You bring the wrong bit up. Right.
All right. So are you going to read this submission? Is that how you're going to proceed? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because there's a couple of things I want to put up on the screen so I can put things in context. Thank you. I hope in taking my guidance from Justice Tipping. First, as Tipping J emphasised in Discount Brands, the need for a consent authority to have sufficient informational base for its notification of assessment requires that it distinguish between information and assertion. An assertion by an applicant or its expert that no one is affected by the application, which is not supported by adequate explanatory material, is not sufficient. Here I refer to Counsel's opening submission indicatively but not exhaustively. Heavy rail is critical infrastructure that has a fundamental role in New Zealand's supply chain, with the ability to safely transport significant volumes of freight in order to be able to operate the network and move freight efficiently and safely across the country. KiwiRail's network is comprised of the necessary infrastructure, including rail tracks, container terminals, and freight yards. From 1971, when shipping containers were first introduced to New Zealand, New Zealand Railways, NZR, undoubtedly operated container terminals, but the ports of New Zealand also operated container terminals. And Freezing Works and others may have loaded containers onto railway wagons. The loading and unloading of railway wagons may have been the exclusive role of the predecessors of New Zealand Rail. But over time, companies loaded and unloaded wagons to deliver them by New Zealand Rail. Now, can I please have that planning map 3 up on the screen? Planning map 3. There we are. Right. Now, good. Now, what's the relationship? Now, this planning map is from the Auckland Unitary Plan, and as it is currently on the website. Now, what is the relationship, you say, to this plan to what you're considering here? Well, if you follow that line there, that is the North Island Main Trunk. Now, if you're in Auckland or are familiar with the Auckland transport system, you will know for the passenger trains that is referred to as the Eastern Line. Now, just to complete that, that up there is what they refer to as the Southern Line. And is that planning map 3? Okay, there's something missing there. Doesn't matter. The only hunger line is off there. Now, what the second feature is, in the Auckland Unitary Plan, they have what they call strategic roading corridors. The railway lines there, there and there are deemed a strategic roading corridor, just as the southern motorway there is. It's their own section in the planning maps. Now, this area here, I first became acquainted with in 1965, because just there, that little bit of a bulge, was the South Down Railway Station. Across there was the South Down Freezing Works. Now, in 1965, I loaded railway wagons that went from there, around there, to the Port of Auckland, and were unloaded at the Port of Auckland. The only thing that New Zealand Rail did was to shift those wagons from there to the Port of Auckland. And AFCO, the South Down Freezing Works, had its own shunter. It received coal from probably Huntly. It also had other sidings where products of the works were shipped out. Right, back to my written presentation. Without rail infrastructure like rail yards, container terminals and freight loading facilities, Kiwi Rail would not be able to operate the railway tracks. Oh. Do Kiwi Rail continue to operate freight loading as distinct from shipping containers facilities, or do a range of their clients operate these facilities? To my observation here in Palmerston North, this activity is carried out by some of their clients. Now, going back to the earlier years, not in all cases, because here in Palmerston North, you will know where Malden Street is, I hope, and where Tremaine Avenue is. Between Malden Street and Tremaine Avenue, on Tremaine Avenue, there was a Griffin's Biscuits distribution warehouse. On the other side, other boundary, was the Manawatu Mills. There was a railway siding to both those premises from the current freight yards. Again, the unloading of wagons was not done by Kiwi Rail. With a New Zealand Rail. These activities are a necessary and integral part of the rail corridor, as without them, Kiwi Rail's railway could not be used as intended, i.e. as a method of transporting freight by rail. I've just been telling you to the contrary. Metroport Auckland and other related facilities are located on land zoned heavy industrial under the Auckland City Unitary Plan. To put this in another way, the designation by way of notice requirement is not necessary to establish an intermodal freight hub. Can I have that previous screen back up again?
That's the dark crimson colour.
Yes. The map 3. Oops, pressed the right button. Right. You will note that those black lines in there are a continuation of the railway lines. They are the railway lines into there. They're not designated. That is where Metroport is now, the site of the former South Down Freezing Works, along with other businesses and industries. That's where Metroport is. To my recollection, I became aware of the word intermodal in relatively recent times and its use in the term intermodal freight hub. Here I note that the entry and departure roads to the north between Railway Road and Milson Line overbridges are separated from the existing freight yards and are not part of the shunting or marshalling roads in the freight yards. Now I will now head follow up from Mr. Jones and what he said. These roads are capable of receiving and dispatching 1.5 kilometre trains. The distance between those bridges is 1 mile, which is 1.6k. It might need a little bit of change to the switching work, but they can send and receive trains of 1.5k. Metroport Auckland was the first intermodal freight container freight hub not operated by Toll New Zealand or NZR in 1999, and has been followed by others, such as the one to the south at Longburn, established and operated by the ports of Auckland and Napier or their contractors. Now, can I have that Metroport one you had up there first? If you could go to the back page on that. Right. Now, what you saw, what I pointed out in the purple before, contains that. And you can see exactly where Metroport is. You can see that that is also the... This is on the back page of, Mr. Mason, of that Metroport one that you've got in front of you. It's on the back page there.
Yeah.
And you can see that those are toll, there's a toll facility,
mm-hmm.
and yes, there are other facilities there, of which Port of Tauranga has interests in. Thank you. Yep. Mr. Moyle made the comment that no one customer will fill one train. Is this necessarily so? Depends. How many baskets does it take to move a mountain? Just depends how big the baskets are. For examples, and I'll refer here to two things here. The Turkington log yard, within the existing frail yards, generally loads between 50 and 65 wagons a day over a 5-day week. Now, of its October 2015, Metroport Auckland was handling over 170,000 TEUs per year. This equates to an average of 80 wagons per day at the rate of 3 TEUs per wagon. But when you see 40-foot, when I see 40-foot containers on a wagon, there's only one per wagon. So there's a lot of wagons coming out of Metroport. The sole equivalent capacity, measure of capacity used in my reading is between a train of 800 metres and 150 metres. 1,500 metres, 1.5k. Yes, the current rail yard has a maximum capacity of assembling trains of 60 units or 180 TEU if they were fully loaded with 3 TEUs per wagon. Mr. Moyle was asked by a commissioner, are all other sites designated? I did not hear a clear answer. I did note a fudged answer. And those who use the rail network, wait a minute, something, right, no, get the right page, Ben. Mr. Moyle refers to existing intermodal freight hub on the existing freight yard. Yet another evidence references made only to freight hub, leaving readers to decide to what freight hub they're referring. Mr. Paling appears to focus on the benefits of an intermodal freight hub, paying attention to the benefits of an enlarged hub. I agree with his evidence to the extent that the existing freight yard is inadequate and will only become more so, and have been aware of anecdotal evidence to this effect for some time. To my observation, the existing workshops from the days of steam are probably long overdue for replacement, and the existing freight yard may well be suitable for new workshops. Mr. Colgrave appears to take the all-or-nothing approach in his evidence, What he appears to have not considered is the option of replacement workshops on the existing freight yard, allowing the yards between Rangitiki Street and Railway Road, approximately 3 kilometres, to be reconfigured to provide optimal arrival and departure roads and shunting marshalling roads. Space exists under the Milson Line overbridge for the current 4 roads, and there's actually a 5th short one underneath with capacity for more roads to go under the Milson Line overbridge to utilise that area. Nowhere in the material that I have read has it been said that the intermodal component of the proposal is exclusive to Kiwi Rail. From the opening submission of Council, provision of the freight hub is directly related to enable people and their communities of the region and those who use the rail network to provide for their economic well-being and safety. The only activity exclusively provided by Kiwi Rail and its predecessors is to combine railway wagons from point A to point B. Here I reflect on the freezing works because of my employment at the time. I had a role to play with each of these, or have worked there. Tomoana, Westfield and Partia. Each of those works had their own shunters. Each of those works, just as Southdown did, loaded and unloaded wagons delivered to, like unloaded wagons delivered to the site, and loaded wagons to be take produce to the ports. To add, 2 such local companies to whom the service was provided were CWS Longburn and the Manawatu 2 Cop Dairy Company, also at Longburn. And the latter continues to do so to this day as Fonterra. So if I just go back to paragraph 9. These activities are a necessary and integral part of the rail corridor, as without them, Kiwi Rail's railway could not be used as intended, as a method of transporting freight by rail. To me, that is a falsehood. I submit that the only reason supporting this notice of requirement is the compulsory acquisition of land and the stopping of railway road. No other purpose. Stormwater. Mr. Leahy, in responding to my question, gave sufficient information to reach a conclusion. This I will leave to the Regional Council consent process, although I do ask for relief in condition 44, A and B, be amended to add, by adding at the end, and including floating contaminants. There has been discussion of sediment and the likes through the course of this hearing, and I'm just asking that floating contaminants also be there included there, and which can be further dealt with when it comes to the Regional Council process. Mm-hmm. As to the stopping of railway road, this is a matter to be considered under the 10th schedule of the Local Government Act 1974, so I'll just leave everything till there. Now, on the question of scope. As I have previously mentioned, I've had difficulties knowing what issue item matter was being addressed. The terms unambiguous and ambiguous were collectively used 16 times in a unanimous Supreme Court decision, which I now rely upon. The word ambiguity was used 44 times. The conditions by Ms. Bell proposed a definition that removed any ambiguity in the meaning of freight hub on the first point under general, if I recall correctly. His Honour Justin Tipping wrote, "A private dictionary meaning is a meaning the words linguistically cannot reasonably bear." Up until this point, a number of private dictionaries appeared to have been in use. Council helpfully provided private dictionary meaning of railway line. His Honour, Justice McGrath wrote, "The language the parties use is generally given its natural and ordinary meaning, reflecting the proposition that common law does not easily accept that linguistic stakes have been made in formal documents." KiwiRail was approved as a requiring authority for its network utility operation, being construction, operation and maintenance, improvement and extension of its railway line. Now, just to distinguish, that was from the Gazette notice. What do the words railway and line mean? Railway, a track or set of tracks made of steel rails upon which good trucks and passenger trains run. Line, a single track of railway will be one branch or route of a railway system. What does a road or railway line provide for? A road provides for the passage of a range of vehicles, including trucks of one unit and multi-unit tractor or truck, trying one or two trailers. A railway line provides for the passage of a tractor, locomotive, tying one or more trailers, wagons of various types. And to interpolate here, in the outback of Australia, there are road trains, which is simply a truck with multiple trailers behind it. Now, the Act provides a network utility operator includes F, constructs, operated, or proposes to construct or operate a road or railway line. When a train running on a railway line, such as the North Island Main Trunk, is exempted from emission of excessive noise. I submit that legislation is consistent in the meaning of railway line. Now from the Court of Appeal. Mr. Fardell, who argued this part of the case for the airlines, sought to impose a higher test. He referred us first to a statement in the Point Louis and other cases to the effect that what is meant by consultation must be determined by the particular context and purpose in the present context and by the object and purpose of consultation. To determine the object and purpose in the present context, he invited us to refer to the parliamentary, must have a word missing there, on the bill, to the ministry papers and departmental correspondence which preceded it, and to the minutes of the SEC committee. In our view, it is inappropriate to do this. Like Mr. Fardell, Ms. Arthur Young invites you to consider correspondence as set out in her opening submission. Ms. Arthur Young asserts, had Parliament intended to limit the scope of the network utility operation for all rail to a particular definition, it would have made this express in the RMA. I submit the following is equally true. Had Parliament intended to extend the scope of the network utility operation for all rail to a definition that accommodates this notice of requirement, it would have made it this express in the RMA. Court then went on to say, the law is to be found in the enactment itself and not in the subjective intentions of the draftsman or of the department, nor of those of the minister or other members of the legislature. And I repeat section 166F there. The relief I seek is that this panel immediately recommend that the requirement is withdrawn and that this decision be given in writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bent. Commissioner Sweetman.
Good morning, Mr. Bent, and thank you for coming in, and thank you for all the time and effort that you've put into preparing a statement today. Just going back to the Auckland example, can you just please summarise why you thought that was particularly important that we consider what's happening in Auckland?
Because the point point I was attempting to make is that those statements that say it's got to be there and it's got to be done by KiwiRail are assertions which have never been true. In other words, Metroport operates an intermodal freight hub on KiwiRail. KiwiRail, all KiwiRail does is take the wagons from there and send them, transport them to the port of Tauranga and brings back wagons from the port of Tauranga to the Metroport freight hubs. That's all KiwiRail does. And that's the purpose, in my submission, of a railway line within the meaning of the Act.
So, Mr. Bent, did you go... You obviously went into the Auckland Unitary Plan. Did you have a look at the designations that apply to that land?
I didn't go that deep.
Right, because that's, again, the beauty of having technology at your fingertips. Is why you've been talking, I've been, and obviously listening to you at the same time, I've been able to multitask and have a look at the designations that apply to that land as well. And I see that KiwiRail actually have all of that land designated themselves as well. So what's your view in terms of that?
That is... Well, the question is then, who owns the land? And who operates the land?
May I ask you why you are particularly concerned about this proposal, seeing your property as some distance away from it?
Is that my concern is the stopping of Railway Road.
And how will that impact on you in particular?
I live in Milson. And it's very quick and easy to go to Fielding along Railway Road. I go out my front gate, turn right, go down to Milson Line, turn right again, and then just keep going until I get to Railway Road and I'm off to Fielding. Okay. It's essentially the same reason that I was opposed to the stopping of Milson Line for the purposes of the airport runway.
Right, okay.
The other interesting thing, speaking of that land, what I did go and seek, because there is other parts of that, on those planning maps I had there, is I did notice they didn't show designate what was actually designated. And I knew there was other, in that area, there are other land that would have been designated. So I just... like the further north from there is the what was the Penrose High School. And I went up and checked that site, but it didn't show it, that site, as having a designation. There was nothing on the map to show that it was actually designated.
I think what you need to do next time is go into the legend and make sure that you've toggled on the designations.
I've been in... Could you bring up that legends file? I'm talking to the assistant here. Yeah, I was having a look to see where the lead. designations were displayed in their form. They're not displaying on the penny maps I looked at.
Right, it might be a different series of planning maps that you need to have a look at.
Do you pardon? However, I note that the Palmerston North District planning maps, the Port of Auckland and Napa facility at Longburn is not shown as having a designation and does not have a designation.
No further questions from me. Thank you, Mr. Bent. I'll pass on to my fellow commissioners.
Yes, Commissioner Mackinson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bent. Thank you for coming in today. Can I ask how often it is that you go up to Fielding?
Not frequently. I'm not a... But that when, maybe a dozen times a year or something like that.
Okay. So as Commissioner Sweetman is enjoying the delights of being at home and having access to technology, I've also been looking at Google Maps whilst you've been speaking and answering the questions. And I note that an alternative route using State Highway 54, so straight down Milson Line and then Cameron Line, would actually get you to Fielding just as quickly, if not marginally quicker, according to Google, than using Railway Road. And I just wondered whether that affects your view at all of the impacts on Railway Road on yourself. About 400 metres, it would say.
Yeah, it's just the... I can see what you're saying. Is that... Yeah, if, for example, if I'm going north, I'll go down Milson Line, but that's not via Fielding, because I avoid Fielding to go north. Is I try and take the route that's shortest and has least traffic on it. Because you don't get held up as much as you do when you're on a moderately used road with moderate use in both directions.
Okay. So I have no further questions for you, Mr. Bent. I shall leave it there. Thank you for your time today.
Commissioner Marty.
Kia ora, Mr. Bent. Thank you very much for the interest you've consistently shown throughout this process and the time and effort that you've obviously taken to put into your submission. We do appreciate your contribution and your vigilance in keeping us on our toes throughout the hearings process. So thank you. My question has already been asked, so there are no further questions from me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bent. That's very helpful. Thank you.